Welcome to a Loom Minute, brought to you by This is Perimenopause and Loom Women's Health Clinic. Bringing a fresh approach to women's health, Loom's state-of-the-art Toronto clinic offers personalized, in-person care for the midlife woman. In these bite-sized episodes, we're teaming up with Loom's medical team to help you make sense of perimenopause, one question at a time. Our goal? To give you reliable, bite-sized information that fits your busy life. Today's question for Dr. Wagani Filate from one of our listeners is, why can't I sleep anymore? Why don't I sleep through the night? Why am I waking at 3 a.m. all the time?
Sleep disturbances are such a prevalent complaint during this time. Between 40 to 60% of women report sleep difficulties. So like you were saying, waking up in the middle of the night, difficulty falling asleep at night, waking up earlier than your bedtime. And in fact, there are many reasons, and they all cluster together to lead us to this, to where we are with our sleep. When our estrogen level declines during the menopause transition, we're unable to regulate our core body temperature, and we need that body temperature to go down in order to help us fall asleep. We actually produce less melatonin as we go through the menopause transition, and melatonin is our chief sleep hormone. Our circadian rhythm change. Menopause symptoms, so hot flashes and night sweats, are a huge disruptor of our sleep. And it's not so much the frequency or the number of hot flashes you have at night that's correlated with sleep disturbance. It's actually the length of time that you have the hot flashes and night sweats for. Mood is a big one. So a lot of women during the menopause transition will have new onset depressive symptoms, symptoms of anxiety that can for sure impact our sleep. This is also a really stressful time in our lives where our children are growing up. They may be leaving the house. You are trying to navigate your work responsibilities. You are caring for aging parents. You know, maybe you're having relationship struggles. So there are lots of other social reasons and interpersonal reasons why you might be having difficulty with sleep. And going back to your question about why is it at that 3 a.m., I hear that all the time, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., it's like clockwork, your eyes just like all of a sudden bolt open. And the reason is that's the time when we're typically in REM sleep or REM sleep, which is a really deep, dreaming, active state of sleep. Believe it or not, estrogen plays a role in ensuring we get good REM sleep, and it also plays a role in ensuring that that REM sleep is uninterrupted, or what we call in sleep medicine consolidated. So you get nice long 60, 90 minute chunks of REM sleep. But as your estrogen levels go down, that REM sleep is more at risk of being fragmented. So a really common reason why we wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Follow up to that, thank you. Is it safe to take melatonin every night to help with sleep, or is there something else that people might consider taking?
Great question. So I always say, especially in sleep medicine, we get more bang from our buck from our behaviors and what we do to really set ourselves up for good sleep. A lot of times we tend to rely on medications, whether they be prescription or supplements, but really starting with a solid sleep base. So making sure your sleep routine is regular, going to bed the same time every night, cutting out your screens before bed, being mindful that alcohol is a sleep disruptor, caffeine can impact sleep. But if someone, let's say, is doing all of the things that they're doing the right things, quote unquote, and they still feel that they're not optimized with their sleep, I don't have a problem with melatonin. You know, until we have data that tells us that it's harmful and patients find that it helps, they can continue. The data is a bit weak about the, you know, about the benefits of melatonin. Some studies have shown a very small improvement in improving sleep. But again, like I said, in the absence of evidence that says that it's harmful, patients can try over-the-counter melatonin. What I have found in my clinical practice is that the benefits of melatonin are really time-limited. So you may get a lot of noticeable effects in the early use of the medication, but with regular use, the effect wanes. So it's just something to keep in mind. Another common supplement patients will often tell me they use for sleep is magnesium. Actually, the evidence of magnesium is even less robust than melatonin. It's really good for people who have nocturnal leg cramps and things like that. But again, if patients find that it helps them sleep and they don't have side effects, I don't have a concern. But I never want that to be in replace of the good sleep habits that you should be doing night after night.
Thanks for joining us for today's Loom Minute. For more information, follow This Is Perimenopause and check out Loom Women's Health Clinic. There's a link in the show notes. This information is not intended as medical advice. The intent of this information is to provide listeners with knowledge to support more efficient and effective communication with their medical providers.